Guys.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
To beat Migs. I know Matt from Puyallup is. Matt, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Matt, did you by chance catch the cheat sheet on the men's room yesterday at 5:40?
No, unfortunately, I did not.
That's totally fine.
Well, I hope it's not the difference maker. Steve, Matt is ready. You need to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Matt has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yep.
What does CEO stand for?
Chief Enforcement Officer?
No.
Chief Engineering Officer?
No.
Pass.
Former owner of the Detroit Red Wings, Mike Ilitch, also owned what pizza chain?
Pizza Hut?
No.
Domino's?
No.
Pass.
In the U.S., beefalo are a hybrid between domestic cattle and what other animal?
Sheep.
No.
Bison.
Yes. How many strikes must you bowl to have a perfect game?
12.
Yes. What is the capital of Oregon?
Eugene.
No.
Salem.
Correct. What gravity-defying circus act does a funambulist perform?
High wire.
Yes, I'll take that. What university did Bill Gates drop out of to start Microsoft?
UW.
No.
MIT.
No.
Pat.
You got 4 correct, Matt.
So close with MIT.
Very close.
Yeah. All right.
Guess who's back?
You never know, though. He might be all Whopper hungover right now.
Yeah.
Very true.
Migs is back. Are you ready?
Back again.
All right.
What does CEO stand for?
Chief Executive Officer.
It does. Former owner of the Detroit Red Wings, Mike Ilitch, also owned what pizza chain?
Little Caesars.
Correct. In the U.S., beefalo are a hybrid between domestic cattle and what other animal?
Buffalo?
No.
Oh. Flamingo?
No.
What?
Oreo?
No. How many strikes must you bowl to have a perfect game?
11.
No.
12.
Yes. What is the capital of Oregon?
That's Salem.
It is. What gravity-defying circus act does a funambulist perform?
Trapeze?
No.
Swings?
No.
Flips?
No. What university did Bill Gates drop out of to start Microsoft?
UW.
No.
WSU?
No.
Eastern?
No. In what country would you find Mount Everest?
What country? Asia?
No.
China.
No.
Japan.
No. How many children does Donald Trump have?
3.
No.
4.
No.
5?
Yes. What NFL team plays at Soldier Field?
The Chicago Bears.
They do. Steve, with that, you got 6 correct, and that is a victory.
Let's go.
6-4. Sorry, Matt.
That's okay.
That is okay. Our friend Matt did know that beefalo are domestic cattle and bison.
Bison.
Which is very different than a buffalo.
Okay, fine. Then they should call it a beefin.
Beefin.
Yeah.
A funambulist performs a tightrope or high wire act.
Okay.
Bill Gates dropped out of Harvard.
Is trapeze not a high wire?
No.
Trapeze is like it's like a bar. You're not balancing.
Gotcha. Tightrope, yeah.
The country that you'd find Mount Everest is Nepal.
Yeah.
And 6 was enough to win today, Steve. Congratulations on your victory.
Thank you.
We have some new swag in the Rock Shop that you can pick up exclusively at KISW.com. And one of them is the I Beat Migs t-shirt designed by a friend of yours, Steve.
Shout out to Chris Dahl.
Made you look like a dog man character.
Made my daughter very happy.
Nailed it. You can get yours at KISW.com. Danny's daughter was once a 5-year-old. Steve, you have a 5-year-old. My son, Barrett, is 5. There's no one on the planet more honest than a 5-year-old.
No, it's so great sometimes. Unfiltered, and sometimes you just don't know what the hell they're going to say.
And yesterday, my 5-year-old was giving me a very hard time about my fashion choices.
Hey, Barrett, you know how I was noticing that a lot of your pants have a hole in the left knee?
Yeah.
Because you've been playing so hard?
Yeah.
Does he not play hard on his right knee?
Apparently, I think that's the one he like lands on all the time. It's every pair of his pants has a hole or a scrape in the left knee.
Huh, okay.
Yeah.
And I said, we got to get you some new pants because yours have holes in them.
Or knee pads.
That too.
Yeah.
What did you say about my pants?
They had holes in them on both sides.
And so what?
What's with these kids with the holes in their pants? And you're currently wearing a pair of jeans that have holes on both sides.
Oh, yeah.
How much did you pay for that? I could have just got some scissors and cut them up a pair of Levi's.
Sounded
for you.
Like my grandma.
Pretty much.
And so what's the difference between your pants and my pants?
Because yours was made like that and mine was not.
Can you translate, please?
Because yours was made like that and mine were not.
Thank you. Okay. I understood the second half of that. I did not know what he was saying in the first half.
So do you think my pants should get thrown away too?
Yeah.
You don't think it's fashion?
I don't think so, but can I put another? Just put this back on already, please.
Okay.
What is happening?
He wanted me to put his show back on.
Oh, you're interrupting his show.
Can you put this show back on?
What show was he watching?
You guys, he watches this YouTube family.
Where, is it like, the engineering family?
No,
or the ninja family?
No, they're just like, and they've got to be from like Fargo or something because the mom's like, oh gosh, the fire department, we got to call them. There's something's going on in the yard and I can't stand it, but he loves this family and the mom is narrating everything with this like thick North Dakota Fargo accent.
Straight up cheesehead.
So funny. But that's what he was watching and he was very upset that I turned it off.
Who's your favorite mom?
Me?
Well, what are the other options?
The mom from Fargo on the show?
I also don't know that was an actual you. It sounded more like a...
Who I say?
Who's your favorite mom?
Me?
Me?
Sick of you.
I mean, I like my pants with holes in them.
So you were throwing away his pants?
Yeah, I've thrown away like 4 pairs of pants in the last couple weeks.
It was funny, yesterday I get home and I didn't know this, but apparently Sid and Tatum had this agreement to like throw away some of her stuffed animals. And I realized I'm becoming my mom. Because my mom was the ultimate like hoarder, pack rat when it came to like anything that like she had for her sons, like any toys. Like she still has a Sesame Street house thing. And we're like, Mom, what are you going to do with it? She's like, well, one day maybe your kids will want it. I'm like, my kid is too old for this already.
Oh, no.
And she doesn't want this. Like that's just, but thank you. But maybe throw it away. So my wife's throwing a bunch of the stuffed animals in a garbage bag. Or I think she's going to bring them to like Goodwill or something like that. And I'm like, wait, you can't throw that one away. You can't throw that one. My wife's like, wait. Tatum's fine with it, but you're not. I'm like, but that's the Chuck E. Cheese that we got when we went to the Chuck E. Cheese party. It's lots of special memories. Someone gave that to us. And she's like, just leave the room. Leave the room. I can't have you in here.
I mean, Barrett comes home with a folder full of stuff from school every single day, and I do have a really hard time throwing it away. And I am the least sentimental person you'll ever meet until Barrett brings home stuff in his folder from kindergarten.
So is Brad then the sentimental one? Or do you 100%. Not have
100%?
Okay,
he's the worst. He saves.
I'm pretty
everything.
Bad.
He's He saves voicemails from people. He saves letters. Yeah. He saves newspaper clippings. Like, he's very sentimental.
The voicemails are just because he fears that one day they're not going to be around.
So, yes.
Yeah, I can understand that one because I have that. Like, I have a few voicemails still from my parents when they would wish me a happy birthday and other ones as well.
Well, the problem is Brad's voicemail box is always full because he keeps saving all these voicemails, so you can never leave him a message.
Maybe that's by design.
Maybe it is.
The Daily Mix Show.
Yesterday, Major League Baseball made a decision that Pete Rose is now eligible for the Baseball Hall of Fame. And as you can imagine, Steve, people have opinions.
Wait, not everybody's on board with this?
And people have to voice their opinions. How else can they sleep at night if they don't make a comment? So we're going to go straight to those comments at 8:20.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Yesterday, Major League Baseball decided to rewrite some rules. Lifetime bans will now end upon your death. So that means that Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson are now eligible for the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Yay.
Finally. So here's the ESPN SportsCenter report on this.
All right, we got some big news in baseball. Commissioner Rob Manfred has removed Pete Rose from the permanently ineligible list, opening the door for the all-time hits leader to be elected to the Hall of Fame. The bans of other deceased players, including Shoeless Joe Jackson and his 1919 Black Sox teammates, have also been lifted. Rose now, by the way, died in September. He had been banned since 1989 after an investigation found he bet on baseball. Rose denied the claim for years, but finally came clean in 2004.
I always wondered, though, if he would have came clean right away, that maybe over time they would have had, like, you know, a change of heart. But, like, you know, he was known for being kind of a gruff guy.
Yeah.
And I wonder if he just rubbed people the wrong way to the point they're like, A, you did something that is just not forgivable in the world of baseball. And B, you're kind of an insufferable douche. So we don't really want to put you in the Hall of Fame. I don't know. But it's crazy that now he can. Does his family care? I guess that's the only reason why you would put him into the Hall of Fame is if his family, if it means something to them.
Well, many people have been voicing their opinions online, Steve. They just cannot help themselves. So we will go straight to the comments.
Found a bunch of these comments and we figured who better to read that. Look, it's a stretch, but we got Woody from Toy Story. You know, they use wood bats in baseball and we have Woody.
I love that.
Yeah, so Woody's going to read the comments that people put about Pete Rose finally being eligible. He's not going into the Hall of Fame, but now they can actually vote on whether or not he should go in the Hall of Fame. Here's the first comment.
Baseball is the dumbest sport. Almost as dumb as Pete Rose's haircut.
I mean, if there was a Hall of Fame for bowl cuts, I feel like he would be one of the first inductions.
It should absolutely be.
It is such a silly haircut. And he kind of kept it throughout his, like, for a long time.
Yeah.
Just in time. Oh, wait, he's f***ing dead.
Yeah, he's not here with us anymore.
Hell yeah, I bet my dad he would be reinstated once he dies.
You know, we're doing the betting jokes.
Oh, no.
Why not, right?
4,256 hits, zero Hall of Fame inductions, and one haircut that made you wonder if he used a salad bowl as a mirror.
I mean, there was a time the bowl cuts were everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, we've all had questionable hairstyles. Myself included, when I did have hair.
I had almost a bowl cut and a perm at the same time. It was real bad.
I bleached my own hair blonde. And it didn't end up blonde. It ended more of like this weird shade of orange.
I don't think anyone has a right to make fun of anyone else's hair because we've all made mistakes.
This is Major League Baseball pretty much saying we forgive Pete Rose now that he can't f*** anything else.
I heard that a lot. Like, people were like, once he passed, they're like, well, now he can't, his mouth can't get him into any trouble, so maybe we should rethink it. That might have a little bit to do with why this is happening.
Yeah.
Pete had an interview in his last couple weeks that he didn't want in, posthumously. They didn't care what he thought while he was living, and now they don't care what his final wishes were now that he's passed.
That's interesting, and I found the audio.
Really?
Yeah, so it was one of his last interviews he ever did, and somebody asked him about getting into the Hall of Fame, and here's Pete Rose talking about it.
I don't see much sense in putting me on the ballot after I die. Most of the people who rooted for me my whole career would love to see me in the Hall of Fame as a living player, not as someone who's 10 feet under. What good would it do my family if they put me in the Hall of Fame?
Also, most of us get 6 feet under, and he's like, oh, I want to be 10 feet under?
Bragging.
Right? It's that hair.
What good would it do my family if they put me in the Hall of Fame after I die? Because I'm the one that did the work. I'm the one that put the time in. I'm the one that was dedicated to the game of baseball.
He's not wrong, but he's kind of like, screw my family.
I forget those people.
I was the one dedicated to my teammates and for the game of baseball in general. I tried to sell the game for my 24 years as a Major League Baseball player by going out there every day and busting my ass and trying to entertain the people.
I mean, he definitely did when he was an active player.
Yes.
Growing up as a kid, I idolized that guy. He was so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
MLB stands for Major Lame Baseball.
Okay. I mean, one more comment about the Pete Rose possibly getting inducted into Hall of Fame. At least now he's eligible.
Yes.
We got Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson reinstated before GTA 6.
Okay. I always love those. And any post about something that just happened that surprised people, people just use it as an opportunity to bitch about GTA 6 not coming out yet.
Ugh. Hard times.
Danny, you're a Grand Theft Auto guy.
I am. It's the only video game I'll ever play again.
Do you know what's going on with this? Is there like a delay or just people just want the new GTA?
I think they just want it. I haven't heard of a delay. The last I heard, it's supposed to come out May 2026.
Okay.
So I'm like, all right, cool. I need to get a PlayStation sometimes before then.
What PlayStation are we up to now?
Five.
Is it seven?
Oh, no, we're only on five, but still, we were finally able to get them without a wait. So hooray. Give me my GTA and PlayStation.
I haven't had a video game console since the Sega years. That's
Sega.
How long it's been since I've had one.
Someone said, are you idiots seriously talking S about Pete Rose, one of the greatest ball players of all time? He should totally be in the Hall of Fame. Only Hall of Fame you would make it in is the Hall of Fame of effing idiots.
Wow. Ooh.
That's awesome. I always wanted to be in the Hall of Fame of effing idiots.
The Daily Mix Show.
Why are these birds exploding in California? We're going to tell you what's trending after Stained. The world is such a busy place, it seems to never slow down. So trying to figure out what is going on out there in the world of pop culture, it can be a lot. So we're going to help out by telling you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
Why are these birds exploding in California? We're going to tell you what's happening down there in just a minute. But first, Airbnb has now partnered up with celebrities to give you these exclusive meet and greet opportunities through this new thing called Airbnb Originals.
Okay.
Some of these types of activities would be a day of glam, dancing, and espresso with Sabrina Carpenter.
How much is that going to cost you, Danny?
One gazillion dollars. Another one, a chance to learn.
I think she's going
to
have coffee, man.
I would let her do anything or do anything she wants with me. Coffee, burgers, whatever we're doing, Steve.
Just give me Sabrina Carpenter. Oh,
guys, I don't think she wants anything from either of you. But
well,
you could also...
rude. You don't know that for sure.
You could also learn how to throw the perfect spiral and enjoy Kansas City barbecue with Patrick Mahomes.
Boo. I mean, how much money is this going to cost somebody? I can't imagine they're going to do this just, you know, for a few hundred dollars. I feel like you're talking tens of thousands of dollars in some of these situations.
I mean, how much did that one person just pay to be Gene Simmons' roadie? It was like 12 grand, right?
Well, not a lot of people did do it, but I think a couple people might have, and I think it was about 12 grand. Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah.
That's a big price tag.
Yeah, I don't know if I really want to drop 12 grand to play catch with Patrick Mahomes. Like,
well, when you put it like that.
Well, I don't even think I want to do that with Sam Darnold, Russell Wilson, Geno Smith. That's a lot of freaking money. But you know what? Rich people have more money than us. So I guess that if you have that kind of cash, maybe it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, we don't have that in our budget, though.
Is there anything you'd want to do with a celebrity? You'd be willing to drop like 10 grand?
No!
Nothing?
I wouldn't drop 10 grand on any celebrity.
If you had 10 grand, it wouldn't be a massive dent in your wallet.
I mean, maybe. Maybe I'd... Could I be like one of Lady Gaga's backup dancers on tour?
Yeah.
For $10,000 if I just had random... Can you imagine? They're like, what's wrong with that one on the end?
I don't know. I think you should be a backup dancer for Katy Perry. If you've seen her dance recently, I feel like that's more in your dance style.
I could do an old school Zumba routine from back in my Zumba teaching bag days and do a better job than Katy Perry right now.
I had so many things pop in my head, like $10,000. Maybe I could, like, you know, play hockey with somebody I've always wanted to play hockey with, or wrestle a wrestling match against, like, one of the guys I've always, like, looked up to, or that would be kind of cool. But the first thing that came to mind, I don't know why, I'd want to play drums one song with Metallica.
Oh. Which would be an improvement.
But you know what? I'm not here. Like, that texter was mad at us for making fun of Pete Rose. I'm not allowing any Lars Ulrich slander over here.
Okay.
Lars is a very misunderstood and underrated drummer, if you ask me.
Somebody needs to get that man a metronome.
No. Okay. That's what makes Lars... That's what makes Lars great, is that you just don't know what's happening. It could be like, look, the drummer of The Who, Keith Moon, was not very good when it came to tempo. Neither is Lars Ulrich, but that's what made Metallica great. You don't know when they're going to rush, when they're going to slow down, and I think that's what added to the flavor of Metallica.
Wait, you think that's what made Metallica great?
I think that's part of what made Metallica great. You could get like a perfect drummer. I don't think it would be the same.
Okay.
Coming from a guy who's not good with his tempos, I appreciated the fact that one of the biggest bands in the world had a drummer who cannot keep time.
I'm trying to give you a compliment that you can keep time better than Lars.
No, I know you're just lying to me because I'm just as bad at keeping time as Lars. Sorry, I get really worked up about Lars Ulrich. I know people make fun of him, but I think he's a great drummer.
Really? We couldn't tell.
I know. Sorry. Am I getting red? All right, there's a town in California that's dealing with exploding birds. Here in Washington, we're dealing with exploding MIGs when you talk about Lars Ulrich. And apparently these birds are just dropping dead in the neighborhood. Residents think that there are some power lines in the area that might be just like shocking them and zapping them and killing them. The electric company says it's most likely somebody shooting the birds out of the air with like a slingshot. But some people are like, no, it doesn't seem like that would be the case as well. In fact, here's some of the residents talking about the exploding birds.
It's a mystery. I think that's how we all feel, is it's inexplicable.
Sounded like a firecracker, and a black, I think it was a starling, just plummeted to the ground.
Super traumatic to see this.
Feel like a BB gun doesn't make firecracker noise.
And I can't fathom somebody could be that accurate all the time.
I know where the sound is coming from. It's coming from up on a pole.
That particular wire does sizzle and arc at times.
We just want it solved, like, at the end of the day.
I love the power car. It's like, it's not us.
I don't believe the power company at all. And also, I like that they're trying to blame it on a slingshot. Like, a slingshot doesn't make noise.
And it's not going to make a bird explode.
No.
I think I'm going to start joining in with the conspiracy theorists that birds aren't real. And there's a glitch.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's it.
Somebody just texted and said, Lars is a good drummer, but he's a blank hole.
Oh.
Wow.
You're not gonna chew that person out now, too?
No, he is a douche. I mean, I'm not going to go get dinner with the guy, but, I mean, he wrote drum parts that... like more technically sound drummers would have never written. That's what made Metallica's drums so unique and cool.
Well, good. I'm so happy to hear you break this down.
If you have more time, I could tell you more about Lars. Oh, no. I got some audio examples if you need. No, okay,
fine. The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like a shot at beating Steve? He's so wrapped up thinking about Lars Ulrich's drumming right now that this could be a very good time for you to call and take him down. He's got a record of 153 wins, 56 losses, and 37 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 850.
I like to read this text. It just says, what have you done with your life, Taryn? Why don't you just shut up and put another Whopper in your mouth? Yeah. You stink. Lars rules.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.